The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon. Welcome to today's Olive Tree. Today's Present Truth program. I host the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program on Sunday. And I am adjusting things on the board. And I will begin with Saturday, Israel is planning, had begun to plan for an assault on Rafah, the area of the Gaza adjacent to Egypt. This was out of Zero Hedge and Tyler Durden. Israel prepares for Rafah assault that could lead to tens of thousands of casualties, as Saudi warns of imminent humanitarian catastrophe. Israel isn't going to end this campaign. There's not going to be any negotiations. With any hopes, I'm going to quote, with any hopes for an Israeli-Hamas ceasefire, now dead, overnight Israel airstrikes killed 17 people in Rafah on the Gaza border. Medics said on Saturday as over a million Palestinians crammed into the city to await a full-scale offensive. 4 months into the war in Gaza, Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu's office said it ordered the army to prepare to evacuate civilians from Rafah, a city in Gaza's far south, where more than 1 million displaced Palestinians have taken refuge. And many are sheltering in tents pushed up against the border with Egypt and the sea, ahead of a planned ground operation against 4 Hamas battalions. This is going to explain why Israel is now targeting the city of Rafah, the southern part of Gaza. On Saturday, Israeli military said Air Force has killed 2 Hamas operatives in Rafah. The assault is set to escalate substantially, according to Channel 13 News. Netanyahu has requested the mobilization of reserve soldiers for the military operation. I'll continue in a second with this article. Israel has momentum, and Israel isn't going to allow anything to interfere with that momentum. Israel is dealing with the violent enemies, Hamas. Israel has no choice. In this battle, in this war, Israel can't take a timeout, no R&R. There won't be any peace treaty, any talks, a delay. in complete total victory, according to Benjamin Netanyahu in some articles I read last week. There will be complete total victory over the violent Hamas terrorists, these enemies of Israel. The world doesn't want to hear that. I refer to Psalm 83, the war that is taking place right now, prophesied 3,000 years ago against ancient family members and ancient enemies of Israel. Psalm 83, this is the war we're witnessing presently in the Gaza Strip. This war has been in the northern portion of that area. Now it's going to move down to the border. Israel will destroy all of the 24 battalions of the Hamas military. I'll go back to the article. Israeli Channel 13 News, Netanyahu requests the mobilization of reserve soldiers in preparation for the military operation in Rafah. Gaza's Hamas leaders warned on Saturday that Israel's operations in Rafah could cause tens of thousands of casualties in the city. The office of Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas said the move threatens security and peace in the region, in the world, and is a blatant violation of all red lines. The violations came when Mahmoud Abbas's fellow terrorists in the Gaza decided to attack Israel on their own territory, southern Israel, on October 7, 2023. Meanwhile, the Israeli military has been dropping leaflets over Rafah, advising the civilians of the upcoming military operation, which is going to take place. You can't stop it. This operation is already in motion. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
ETI is your local one-stop shop for all your heavy equipment needs, from rebuilding your components to helping manage your fleet. Our goal is to make your life simple. Our full-service hydraulic and machine shop will meet all your expectations. We also offer free pickup and delivery. Call Jeff at 970-685-2064 with any questions or to schedule a pickup. Again, that's 970-685-2064.
Hey, this is Rod from PCs and Parts in Loveland. We're your local computer and parts repair store. We have been in business for over 18 years, and we have been fixing computers and love doing that. If you're having anything with technical-related issues, come by and see us. To reach us, call
to repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My favorite gun. Gunsmith at myfavoritegunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Crispy, faded, lit, baked, toasty, stoned, blazed, zooted.
When you're high, there are a lot of ways to say it, but there's only one thing you need to remember. Driving under the influence of marijuana is illegal everywhere. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
Do I never, ever think of it at all?
Don't you ever worry when you see what's going down?
Well, I'm proud of my business. That is no business at all.
When it's time to function as a feeling human being, with your bachelor of arts, help you get by.
I hope to study further a few more years or so.
So the war in the Gaza is just beginning. Well, actually, it's about to be completed. But the war to the north in Lebanon has already begun. It's in its early stages. a war in the West Bank, in the area where the Palestinians live, and or the so-called Palestinians live in the West Bank area, is about to escalate. The war in Syria has begun. I'm going to finish this article before I go to these other articles. Saturday, today Israel dropped new leaflets over Rafah warning civilians of the forthcoming military operation in the area and advising civilians to move to safe locations. They better move. They better move. Israel must destroy these violent terrorists out of that area to free the hostages, I mean Palestinian hostages, or the Arab people in the Gaza. There are two hostages. The hostages that the Hamas is holding, the Jewish people, and the Arab people. Hamas doesn't care. Hamas will take anybody as a hostage. It's part of their modus. While in prior Israeli assaults on the Gaza cities, the military ordered civilians to flee south. Now that they are effectively pressing against the border with Egypt, there is no obvious place for them to go, and the aid agencies have said large numbers could die. Any Israeli incursion in Rafah means massacres, means destruction. People are filling every inch of the city. We have nowhere to go, said Rizik Salah, 35, who fled the Gaza City home with his wife and two children for Rafah early in the war. The reason they had to flee is because of the Hamas terrorists. That's why they had to flee. That's why these hundreds of thousands of Arab people in the Gaza Strip are having to flee because of Hamas. But according to the Hamas News Network and all of its affiliates, ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, CNN, all of them, Israel is committing genocide. No, Hamas committed genocide. Now Israeli is responding, and this time they have forced Israel to complete the task that has never been completed before, eliminating all of the murdering terrorists out of Gaza. And Hamas has said, we'll give back all of the hostages if you release over 2,000 Hamas soldiers that have been taken captive. What a trade. That sounds like a fair trade. Well, Israel's willing to do that, knowing that these Hamas terrorists that are now incarcerated or in prison or being held will go back to surrounding nations just to fight a battle another day. It's one of those catch-22s. You don't want to let these terrorists go free, but you don't want your civilians that are captive to die in captivity either. Meanwhile, the world is warning Israel, the world. Listen to how they phrase this. Meanwhile, the world. No, the whole world is not warning Israel. It's the Hamas News Network affiliates, supporters, a small number, not the whole world. Meanwhile, a few people are warning Israel that any incursion into Rafah would have dire consequences. No, there's not going to be any dire consequences for Israel. The dire consequences are going to be when Israel goes in to eliminate the remaining six battalions that are hiding behind civilian casualties or behind civilians, using civilians as shields. Israel's going to go in. Read Psalm 83. Psalm 83, if you read it, take your time to study it. It is saying that God is commanding Israel to take action against all of the ancient enemies of Israel, family members and just nations that have afflicted Israel for 3,000 years, actually 3,700. And this is the Psalm 83 war, the punishment of God on these families, using Israel, who have been the victims, to be the victors. There are going to be dire consequences. The consequences that are going to be dire are going to be upon these enemies. On Saturday, here's going to be one of the enemies that's going to suffer severely. Saudi Arabia said that Israel's planned army occupation operation in overcrowded Rafah could cause a humanitarian catastrophe, which it will, and called for the United Nations Security Council to intervene, which it won't. Nobody's going to interfere with Israel this time. Not the UN, not the United Nations Security Council, not the United States, not the European nations, not the Arab nations, not the whole Islamic world. No one's going to interfere with Israel this time. Israel is going to be victorious in this battle. They're going to clear out the Gaza Strip, and Israel is going to reoccupy that territory that is theirs anyhow. Israel is under a command to protect the women and the children and the innocent people, but under a command to destroy the terrorist haters of not only Israel, but for the most part, mankind. That's what Islam must subdue, all the infidels, not just in Israel, to wipe them out as a family, as a people, but internationally. The whole world, Islam is at war with the whole world. And this is the time that the Bible says it would take place. Okay, so Saudi Arabia, the kingdom, warned of an extremely dangerous repercussion of storming and targeting. Repercussions of storming and targeting. Rafah, and affirmed its categorical rejection and strong condemnation of their forced deportation. Israel is going to force these people out because Israel is going to bomb the terrorist strongholds, the tunnels, everywhere where they're hiding, where they're launching their missiles from. Now, here's what Saudi Arabia stated in a tweet. The Kingdom of Saudi Arabia warns of a very serious repercussions of storming and targeting the city of Rafah in the Gaza Strip. Well, they can squawk, scream, rant, complain. Too bad. I'm telling you what the Bible says. God is warning the people of the world. Christ is about to return. This is one of the signs that precede Christ's coming. God, the God of Israel, punishing all of the family members of Israel and the neighbors that have always been enemies of Israel. God, through his prophets, had stated that there would come a day when God would punish these enemies of Israel, and he would do it all at the same time. Not one here, and then 30 years later, another one, and then 50 years later, another enemy. No, he would take care of and deliver punishment to all of Israel's enemies for 3,700 years at the same time. This is just the initial punishment of some of the ancient families. There's an additional punishment coming to Russia, Iran, to old Soviet bloc nations, Libya, Ethiopia. That's another punishment coming. then there's going to be another final punishment beyond that, up the road about 8-9 years. The punishment of the United States of America and China and all of the Islamic nations and the religions of the world that come to Armageddon. People talk of World War III right now. No, this isn't World War III. This is a specific war. This is the war of Psalm 83. Then there's going to be another specific war after this. The war of the Gog and Magog punishment of Russia and her allies in the present nation of Jordan, which is the Gog-Magog war, which is which is Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. Then, when that's concluded, then there's going to be the campaign of a great empire, a campaign of war on the nations of the world. That will be, you might say, the great war before Armageddon. America's going to war with the whole world. We've already conquered the whole world, and we're losing control of the world, so we're going to have to punish the nations that won't go along with our policies, with our rules-based order, our new world order. So we're not saying, this is not World War III. This is far from Armageddon. When Russia's destroyed, that's 8 years roughly before Armageddon. 7+ years, between 7 and 8 years before Armageddon. So once Russia's destroyed, you can pretty much say that about 7 years in the future, 7 years, maybe 2-3 months, Armageddon will take place. And between the Russian war and Armageddon, there's only going to be two major nations, really, that will exert extreme pressure on the nations of the world: the United States and China. I'm going to go back to this article. The U.S. President Joe Biden, not the President Biden, but this administration, has voiced optimism that Saudi-Israeli normalization can be revived. I don't think so. Saudi Arabia said last week it had told Washington it would not establish ties with Israel until an independent Palestinian state is recognized. There's not going to be an independent Palestinian state, not in the nation of Israel. This is a agenda they've been discussing for half a century. No, there's not going to be a Palestinian state because there are no Palestinians. They are just people from Arab countries. Palestine is a word that came into existence when Rome occupied the Middle East, especially Israel, 2,000 years ago. There is no Palestinian people. They are Arab people from surrounding countries, but they're not Palestinian. This be semantics. The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360KHNC.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
Mountain High Floors has been Northern Colorado and Southern Wyoming's floor experts for over 30 years. Whether you need new hardwood, sand and finish, laminates, or tile and stone, Mountain High Floors will give you the unsurpassed quality and service you deserve. We do residential, commercial, and custom work. Call 970-545-2844, mention KHNC, and get a 10% discount up to $200. Again, that's 970-545-2844. Oh, and the kid.
Hey folks, the Rev here. Urban survival is more than just a well-stocked pantry. It's preparations for contingencies that separate winners from losers. Be sure to attend the Longmont Survival Expo March 2nd and 3rd at the Boulder County Fairgrounds. It's Northern Colorado's premier event featuring thousands of survival products and subject matter experts. The event will be held in the exhibit building at 9595 Nelson Road, Longmont, Colorado. Phone number 970-581-523.
What type of financial advisor are you looking for? A lot of advisors work for some great companies that offer good products, but are they taking a close look at what truly matters to you? Most advisors are unfortunately one-trick ponies and come at you with the same strategy no matter what situation you are in. Most of the time, your advisor isn't even reaching out to you to review things and has no desire to actually build a relationship with you. You want to work with someone who's going to hustle their butt off and compete for you and make sure that you are maximizing your hard-earned dollars. I will work day and night for all of my clients and do everything in my power to deliver the best service possible. Reach out to me, Joey Jaquin, Joe Jaquin's son, someone who is going to compete for your business and truly aligns with your conservative values. You can reach me at my personal cell, 602-909-9048. Again, 602-909-9048.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program on 1360 AM KHNC.
Sunny. Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont. Or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to EMPShield.com and put KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Again, go to EMPShield.com and type KHNC in the promo code box. EMPShield.com.
This is Tammy with Naturally Inspired Health Network. We created a group with real solutions for healthy living. Providers with products and services we trust. Need pain relief? Christy Sullivan, Vitality for Life. Want acupuncture? Debbie Ireland, Touch of the East. Looking for a medical doctor? Dr. Sharon Montez, Living Well Health Group. Solutions for health insurance? Wendy Scipione, MPB Health. Naturally Inspired Health Network.com. Connecting people with real solutions for health.
Watching in a trance, the crew is certain, nothing left to chance. All is working, trying to relax. Up in the capsule, sent me up a drink. Jokes, Major Tom, the count goes on.
4, 3, 2, 1, let me know.
So again, on Friday, Israel, there was a call between Israel and Egypt. And Israel told Egypt they would be taking both sides of the Rafah border crossing from Egypt to Gaza. The Egyptians reminded Israel the southern side of the crossing is Egyptian territory. They can't send troops to take it. The call went back and forth, degenerated when Israel told Egypt, "We took Gaza from you in 1967. We'll take Rafah from you now." After the call, elements from the Egyptian army began arriving with anti-aircraft missile systems and anti-aircraft artillery. Questions to Egypt about what it's doing were intentionally unanswered. No remarks or explanations to anyone. On Saturday, February 10th, Egypt reminded Israel of the Camp David Accords, negotiated by Anwar Sadat, Menachem Begin, Jimmy Carter. After the treaty, according to the treaty, Rafah area is a Zone D, the geography covered by a treaty. The zone cannot be occupied by Israeli troops as a condition for terminating the war between Israel and Egypt. In this zone, there will be an Israeli limited force of 4 infantry battalions, their military installations, field fortifications, United Nations observers. Following deployment of troops, tanks, armored vehicles, and air defense by Egyptian military towards the border with Gaza Strip, senior Egyptian official made it clear that if the Israeli Defense Force launches its planned ground invasion of the southern Gaza Strip and the city of Rafah, it's going to cause a massive surge of Palestinian refugees toward Egypt and the Sinai Peninsula. That will happen. Most of these people are going to be relocated. then Egypt would be forced to withdraw from the Egypt-Israeli Peace Treaty of 1979. This treaty is now ended. Jimmy Carter is still alive to witness that his treaty that was signed in 1979 is now ending. Israel is going in to eliminate Hamas from that area once and for all. The United States won't be involved. NATO won't be involved. Nations of the world, Islam, no one can stop it. Israel is going to, according to Psalm 83, retake the Gaza Strip. It is Israel's territory. They will take it. The war, the Camp David Accords are over. The state of war between the parties will be terminated and peace will be established between them. That was then, but not now. That accord is ended. Now, also, this was yesterday. This was on the rumor mill. Let's see. According to Michael Schneider, I'm going to quote him, "We are so close to a major regional war. Each day brings new escalations. Tremendous amount of buzz about Israel's impending assault on the Hamas stronghold in Rafah." Yes, it is going to be an assault. Jerusalem Post pointed out, "Hamas desperately needs Rafah if it is to survive." There is likely another side to this. Hamas needs Rafah to survive. This is how Hamas controls humanitarian aid entering Gaza. Hamas has made extreme demands of Israel for a new pause in fighting. There won't be. Through this whole war in the last 4+ months, the goods, everything necessary for Hamas has been coming in through that border. And Israel has known it. But it had to take out these battalions to the north. Now they're going to put a chokehold, the supply line. They're going to choke all these humanitarian resources coming into that area. So what you do, move all the people out. You move them out, you don't need humanitarian aid coming in. And you can choke the snake till it's dead. That's what Israel's going to do. If Israel really does intend to wipe out Hamas, it must go into Rafah. It appears this is exactly what's going to happen. Of course, Hamas is really freaked out at the moment. They're desperately trying to get Israel back off by warning that any attack on Rafah would torpedo negotiations for the release of the remaining hostages. Most of the hostages, according to the reports I've heard, are no longer alive. Any attack by the occupation army of the city of Rafah would torpedo the exchange negotiations, a Hamas leader told the AFP news agency. "I don't think these negotiations were really going anywhere. I'm convinced that Israel fully plans to go in." Yes, they're going to go in. There is a problem. Most of the million Palestinian civilians that have taken refuge in Rafah and getting them to safety before the assault begins has major international issue. Well, the nations can bring their buses and whatever to move them out of that area into the Sinai Peninsula. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has pledged safe passage for the civilian population of Rafah, where more than 1 million Arab peoples, not Palestinians, Arab peoples are crowded into shelters. A planned ground assault has spread fear in southern Gaza City, fueled mounting global alarm. Netanyahu told ABC News that an attack on Rafah was key to defeating Hamas. It's unclear where the people packed into the city and pressed against the Egyptian border might go to find safety. Once the IDF goes into Rafah, tensions in the region will go to an entirely new level. Pushed by minutes. Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. Be right back.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
To celebrate the new year, we're having the biggest sale ever on overstock clearance and brand new products. For example, save 60% on our Goose Down Comforters, the best comforters ever. They go perfectly with our MyPillow bed sheets and duvet covers. Save 25% on our brand new kitchen towels. They're made with the same technology as our famous My Towels. Our initial quantities are extremely low, so get them now before they go. Our seasonal flannel sheets are finally in. You save up to 50% and they sell out fast every year, so order now. They're truly the best flannel sheets you'll ever sleep on. Or save up to 80% on all our clearance items. And this is where it gets even better. For a limited time, your entire order ships absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code KHNC.
Use that promo code to get deep discounts on all MyPillow products. And for a limited time, your order ships absolutely free.
Higher rates, lower rates, negative rates, bail-ins, bailouts, and so much more. You know why you need to own gold and silver. At the Patriot Trading Group, we're a different kind of company. We have no commission salespeople, no boiler room sales calls, no high-priced spokesmen. We believe in treating you with honesty and respect and delivering you the best products at the best price. Buying or selling, call us at 800-951-0592 or go to our website at allamericangold.com.
Call out the instigator, because there's something in the air. We got to get together sooner or later, because the revolution's here, and you know it's right. And you
to get through these articles, I'm going to have to just put it down and forget about. I'll just have to present this. Now, Damascus and Syria are saying that they are going to be forced into the conflict. King Abdullah of Jordan is being forced into the conflict. And it looks like Saudi Arabia is being forced into the conflict. Psalm 83 makes it very clear that these areas, these nations, will engage in this battle with Hamas. Very shortly, you're going to see escalations in the West Bank, in the Golan Heights area. This is going to happen. And Israel is going to retake the Gaza Strip. And the Islamic terrorists, Hezbollah, Hamas, whoever may be there, will be removed one way or the other. Hezbollah is going to attack the Islamic forces in Syria, are going to attack and respond. In this article, the gentleman stated that it appears as if if Syria gets involved, Israel will flatten Damascus. If Lebanon gets involved, Israel will flatten Beirut. Well, Beirut will exist into the future. Damascus will be flattened. Israel will occupy present-day Jordan. King Abdullah II will lose his country. Egypt is going to be in a conflict they should have stayed out of. Saudi Arabia has warned Israel to leave Rapha alone. Israel is not going to do that. Psalm 83 makes it clear that Israel is going to win this whole regional war. When this war is concluded, one of the highlights will be the city of Damascus being completely destroyed. A new highlight that will occur is Russia is going to begin to send military armaments, personnel. They're going to come south. They've got to come south. Israel and Iran are going to strike up a great partnership. They're already great partners presently, but they're going to work together like a hand in a glove to invade and to begin the invasion in the area east of the Jordan River in present-day Jordan. This is just beginning now. The wind is beginning to blow and fanning the flames. It's going to, with Israel moving into Rafah to cut the supply lines for Hamas, that's the only way, the only thing, the reasonable strategy that Israel has is to cut the supply lines. That's why they're going to Rafah. That's where the other battalions are, and they're going to be eliminated. That's it for today. We'll see what transpires, what happens, what occurs overnight, and we'll talk and visit tomorrow. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
The Blue Dragon Spa is a man-friendly spa, with women bringing their husbands and significant others in for pedicures all the time. Men's feet hurt too, don't forget. Blue Dragon Spa, 1811 Hover Street, Suites A and B, Longmont, Colorado, 720-680-0492, 720-680-0492.
ETI is your local one-stop shop for all your heavy equipment needs, from rebuilding your components to helping manage your fleet. Our goal is to make your life simple. Our full-service hydraulic and machine shop will meet all your expectations. We also offer free pickup and delivery. Call Jeff at 970-685-2064 with any questions or to schedule a pickup. Again, that's 970-685-2064.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 AM, KHNC, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.